asking, does the White House have any response to the Supreme Court today saying that it's not going to block the Texas abortion ban, although it did grant an expedited review to take place, I think, by the start of November?
Well, I would naturally defer any particular questions about the Supreme Court decision and litigation to the Department of Justice. But what I can reiterate is that the president has been clear in his position that SB 8 is blatantly unconstitutional. It not only violates the right to safe and legal abortion established under Roe v. Wade, but it creates a scheme to allow private citizens to interfere with that right and to evade judicial review. That is why he's directed a whole-of-government response to it and why he will continue to stand side-by-side with women across the country to protect their rights. But in terms of any litigation steps, I'd point you to the Department of Justice.
But contingencies, if the Supreme Court is to uphold that present ban, what contingencies, what process takes place behind closed doors here at the White House to help look out for the women in that state?
Again, as you know, the Gender Policy Council and leaders there are leading the effort to work and see what levers in government we can use to continue to protect women's fundamental rights. We will see if there's an update on that to provide to all of you. Go ahead.